Violence against women is a major issue in all sectors of Australian society, and experts agree that one of the best ways to prevent it is to change attitudes, particularly in the young. Given that, there's considerable concern about the latest research which shows there's still confusion among those aged between 16 and 24 about what actually constitutes violent behaviour towards women. Alison Branley reports.
For young people looking for love, the sound of a new text message can send the heart racing. But for others, it can be an indicator of bigger problems to come. For 22-year-old Nicole, repeated text messages were the beginning of a controlling relationship.
I would realise that he'd checked my emails to see, like, what I was up to. Like, I wasn't allowed to wear heels, just in case I would be taller. If I was dressed too provocatively in his eyes, then I was told to change.
Criminologists say young people seem to have difficulty distinguishing between pursuing a woman and harassing her.
For me, it was hard to identify as controlling behaviour and abusive behaviour because it wasn't physical.
RMIT Associate Professor Anastasia Powell was one of the co-authors of a report by a leading group of Australian universities which looked at the attitudes of around 1,700 young people towards violence against women and gender equality.
So one of the areas of concern in this research is really young people's attitudes towards controlling behaviours and stalking and harassment behaviours. So we found, for example, that a lot of young people, around 1 in 5, wouldn't count tracking behaviours, sending repeated messages, for instance, to someone as a form of violence against women. And that kind of inequality in young people's private relationships really sets the tone then for controlling and harassing behaviours down the track.
The study also found young people didn't properly understand that women were far more likely to be victims of domestic violence than men. Dr. Heather Nancarrow is the chief executive of Australia's National Research Organisation for Women's Safety, which commissioned the research. She says it shows some young people don't realise some behaviours are actually illegal. 13% didn't know it was a crime for a husband to have sex with his wife without her permission, and 16% didn't know harassing texts and emails were forms of stalking.
It's a process of continuing education, but we need to remember that young people, where they're accessing information through the education system, whether it be at schools or at university, that doesn't happen in a vacuum. I mean, that more broadly in their lives, they're also being influenced by what they see in their homes, what they see in their broader community and what they see on television and in their computer games, for example. So, it needs to be a whole of community approach.
Nicole was able to leave her controlling relationship, but she says she couldn't have done it without the support of friends and family.
Alison Branley reporting.